This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
These brands and retailers find cotton being verified extremely important.
Ken Burton's with the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol.
Verification process will involve a second-party verifier and or a third-party verifier. A second-party verifier will be whoever that producer has merchandises cotton through, whether it be a cooperative or through a merchant or through a gin manager. Those entities I just mentioned will help do a desktop audit to that producer. He will call the producer and just ask questions based on his self-assessment and that field print analysis that's on the platform. And so shouldn't take long for that second party verifier to visit with his customer on the phone and ask certain questions. The other one, which I mentioned, was a third-party verifier, which is an independent body. And they too will have a similar process of the second party. They'll have a phone interview with the producer and then schedule a field trip, so to speak, to his operation where he can see things in with his own eyes, meaning whether he had cover crops or whether or not there's a repair and forest buffer or whatever, however he answered the questionnaire. He's only verifying how he answered the questionnaire or his footprint analysis. That's the but that's pretty much how the verification process will
Where can you find more information?
TrustUSCotton.org.
I'm Tony St. James.